bro. Welcome to the show. This is the Bipolar Badass, and I'm your host, Jazz. I'm here to help you feel like a badass despite your mental illness by helping you find your authenticity, strengths, and passions and mesh them into one beautiful life for yourself. So come on, baddies, let's take it the fuck on. Hey, baddies, welcome to the show. Today we're going to be talking about looking to your past to find proof and to find lessons, and also looking to the future to predict what you can do. And we're going to talk about doing all that in a way that keeps you present and in a way that is positive for you. So first I want to talk about kind of how you can get into really loops with thinking about the past or the future too much or too little, or not too little, too much, or I mean too little, but I usually do too much, and I think most people with bipolar disorder do too much with looking forward or backwards and doing it in a way that is not healthy for us. So this looks like ruminating, essentially. It looks like looking in the past and looking what should have happened, what could have happened, what might have happened, and looking to the future and saying, this is what could happen, but in a worried way, constantly finding the worst and spiraling, and spiraling from the worst, because that's what we do, really. It's a spiral from the worst already. And not to say that you can't have planning for your future that includes your worst case scenario, but you don't have to ruminate on it, hon. You can just plan for it, leave it alone. So today that's what we're going to be talking about. And, first of all, I want to talk about kind of my experience with looking to the past too much or looking to the future too much. But anyways, in college, I lived in the future a lot. I think it's easy to do that when you're in college because you're really looking to the future a lot to see what you're going to be doing with your life. Because all these classes, it's really hard to make sense of like what you're actually going to be doing. But you're always like future casting and like, oh, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing this. And like they're always asking what you want from your future, like what you want your classes to be so that you take the right classes for the future that you want. So it's really a natural place to be thinking about your future. But God, I wish I would have learned how to do it in a healthy way soon enough to do it there too. Because when I lived in the future a lot, I was constantly worrying about what might happen and what could be. So I was looking at everything negative that might happen or could be. So worrying about failing classes and then spiraling from there. Oh, I failed one class. I'm going to fail. Oh, my classes. I'm going to not get my degree. I'm not going to be able to be an engineer. I'm not going to have a career. I'm going to live a short, terrible life, essentially. And getting in that place is, like I said, a rumination on a thought that you are, maybe it's not really rumination at that point, but like when you start doing it over and over again, and that's what I would do. I would do this over and over and over and over again. I'd be like, what the fuck happens if I fail this crap? What the fuck? And then I wouldn't study because I was too busy worrying about what would happen if I would fail this class. So, yeah, that's kind of how I got into the future too much, was with these questions of like what could happen, and in a negative way, like not also looking what could happen in a good way. What's the best case scenario? How do I spiral from that and create something there too? Because if your mind's going to create these negative stories, you might as well force it to create positive ones too when you can. So that's kind of like one example of how I did it when I was young and how I've kind of stopped doing it now. When I start getting in those places, I do ask myself, well, what's the best case scenario? If I'm going to go with the worst case scenario and spiral it, I'm going to go with the best case scenario too and spiral it. Because I have that creative mind, I can do both. Another example of living either too far in the past or too far in the future was in early adulthood. I lived in the past of what might have been, what could have happened. So this is really hard when you are going through it. Like if you are dating and you have been through a breakup recently, like You're going to be thinking about what could have been, what might have been, what, like, what would have happened in a perfect world. But you have to, like, I personally found a therapist to help me through just that. Like, I just needed somebody to work with me on that specific thing. And it really helped me figure out how to move through it. And I think the biggest lesson I learned there, like ruminating on what could have happened with an ex or what might have been with an ex, it was to also ruminate what might have been if I would have been alone, what might have been if I would enjoy my time here by myself. And that's a hard thing to think about, like when you're in it, because you're like, I'm not enjoying shit. I wanted to be with this person. But especially like I have those BPD symptoms, like I really do, of like that attachment as soon as you like that initial like infatuation with somebody, and it just like spirals and spirals and spirals into this like obsession. And yeah, it's really hard when you're in that obsession state to say goodbye to somebody. And not saying that it's something like it's not healthy, and you definitely need to figure out how to not get in those obsessive states when you can. But 100%, that was one thing that I did in early adulthood, was living in the past on what could have happened, and not looking at what would happen if I lived in the moment. What would happen if I did the thing that was maybe hard in the moment, but was more myself, more authentic to me than ruminating, than laying in bed and crying? Because I know nobody, like, it might be you right now, because like you have to be, you're grieving, you're going through some shit, you're having a bunch of symptoms, like you might have to be like bed girl, but like that's not who you want to be. Nobody wants to be bed girl. Like, nobody wants to be the girl with suicidal thoughts. Like, it's part of who we are, for sure. Like, it's part of what we have to deal with. But it's not you. And, yeah. Anyways, another, I don't think I have another example. I just said, I think I finally figured out living in the moment and looking to my past for experience and my future for inspiration. So that first one, I didn't really look to my past for or my future for inspiration at that point. It was really hard to, because I thought I was going to be a failure in the future. But I learned how to not think I was a failure in the future first, and then I looked to my future for inspiration. So I might actually do a little podcast on how I stopped thinking I was a failure, because I think that would be a good conversation. So I'm going to try to write it. So the first thing I'm going to be talking about is looking to your past, not to think about what could have happened, but rather to think about what you can learn. So this is like a hard one to do if you've experienced a lot of trauma, because I'm not going to expect you to learn lessons from your trauma without a lot of therapy work. So go work with your therapist on that shit, because yeah, you're probably still going to learn lessons from it, but it's going to hurt really fucking bad. If you are just like having normal past experiences that aren't like hugely big T traumatic, you have to think about what you can learn from those experiences, what you can look back to and see, hey, in the future, I want to do that differently. I want to try to actively put this in place so this doesn't happen. And maybe it still does. Maybe it's not a perfect system. Nothing's a perfect system. But it gives you a chance to improve, and it really makes you feel like you are bettering yourself in a way that moves you forward. And it gives you a little bit of confidence in your confidence bucket, which ultimately brings up your self-worth, and you start thinking better of yourself. And when you start thinking better of yourself, when you have bipolar and you aren't manic, you are doing some good shit, baby. Yeah, if you can learn, reflect on, and close the chapter, you're like in control of your past. Like, that's the most control you can have over your past. Closing the chapter so it doesn't affect your future, and looking for the lessons and that make it impact your future in a positive way. And that's why I said, if you have big T trauma, like that's not something that you can just close the chapter on. You need to work with a therapist to close that chapter on it, or some sort of experienced, not just some bullshit mindset coach, but an experienced coach who knows what they're doing in the realm of healing trauma. And I'm not saying I don't personally recommend that. I personally recommend a therapist, but if that's your vibe, like go for that, because you need some sort of support in it. But I think that's the secret to reflecting. It's like I said in the first, not ruminating on the bad thought, not only spiraling on the bad thought, but spiraling on the good thought too. That helps me. But also when I'm not in the state of mind to spiral in the first place. So like when I'm manic and having really bad racing thoughts, it's not a good time to think about my past. Like I am probably not going to think of the good things. I'm not going to think of what I learned. I'm going to be ruminating on what I could have done differently. And that's the state of mind you don't want to get into. And the same thing when I have the racing thoughts when I am depressed. So like I said, keep watch. Don't do this when you're in certain moods. Like know yourself, know where you're at, know if you can be having this conversation with yourself right now. And if you're in a stable place where you can be having this conversation with yourself right now, like I said, reflect, see what you can learn. And then also, you can look for like the way that you can make now, make the present better. So how can I be more present in the present instead of looking at the past when you see yourself looking at the past? So if you're in that state of mind where you like can't get out of it and you're having racing thoughts, thinking about, instead of what might have been or what could have happened, you're thinking about, how can I be present in this moment? How can I think about what is, what truly is right now? And that's grounding techniques. That's whatever thing helps you feel in the moment. So, and then, like I said, looking back to what you can learn, and I think I've like repeated that and said it like a million times, so I'm going to move on to the next thing. So the next is looking to the future for inspiration. So, so you can look to your past for inspiration for sure. Like what have I been through? But I think that leads to ruminating a lot, especially when we're in those state of minds to do it anyway. And we are a lot when we have bipolar disorder, to be completely honest. So you can look to your future for inspiration instead. So you can, what I like to do is, write a letter for my future self, thanking my current self for what she is doing in the moment to make future self's life happen. So things like going to work every day. Like that's something that's really hard when you're depressed. And I like to thank my present self from my future self for going to work every day, even though it's tough, even though she has to fight these suicidal thoughts while she's at work. And it's not something that I like get help. I have support from a therapist. I have support from a psych. It's not like severe impulsive suicidality most of the time. Like I've never had that while I was at work. So like I feel safe there. So like make sure you're checking in with those kind of things. But like thank your future self for what your current self is doing, or have your future self thank your current self for what she's doing that's moving the needle forward. And it might just be taking a shower every day if you're kind of not doing too hot right now. Like it might be getting out of bed and getting dressed. And that is moving you forward by helping you get better. And you have to start thinking of it like that. Like it's hard when all you can do is get out of bed and you want to beat yourself up for that. But if that's all you can do right now, do that and thank yourself for it, because you're doing fucking amazing. And you... shifting that mindset is really hard to the mindset I'm doing amazing. But I think that writing that letter from my future self really helped me do that, because I was like, what would she be thankful for in this moment? And I really had to think on it, because I was like, I'm really depressed. Like I'm not doing too hot. And I was like, well, I go to work every day and I do my job pretty well with depression. And I still get the help I need, which is important. And yeah, I think that's important. So I think I thank myself for those things. And when I have my days off, right now I'm thanking myself for doing the podcast. Like, I'm in a healthy spot. I'm thanking myself for doing the podcast when I'm off. But yeah, just finding a way to look for your future, look to your future and have either gratitude for that future self. Like, that's hard, but like, look to that future and say, hey, future me would be thankful for the fact that she has a pretty easy life, or future me would be thankful for the fact that she's having a lot of fun right now, or future me would be thankful for the family I've built, for this relationship I've built with my husband or my kids. So if you are, yeah, if that's where you're at, like, write that future letter to yourself. That letter from your future self to your current self, thinking about who she would be, what traits she will have that's like further developed from what you currently have, and what parts of her are healed that you've been struggling healing maybe. So those are some other important questions, along with what's she thankful for the work that you're putting in today. And then you use that letter as fuel to keep you going. And I added some more questions in there. Like, go back and listen for those questions. I'm gonna repeat them one more time because I think they're fire. Who will future you be? So, like, think on that. Like, who will future me be if I keep doing the things that I'm doing right now in a positive way? Like, I'm getting out of bed every day. Who will me in a week be? She will be somebody who doesn't struggle to get dressed and shower, because I've been getting out of bed every day. So think to that, and think the best case scenario on this. Don't start spiraling and looping into the worst case scenarios and doing all that shit stuff. And if you're in the state of mind where you're going to do that, work on this with a therapist. Like, get to the point where you can maybe start thinking of the future in a way that doesn't make you spiral in a negative way. And maybe start working with a therapist on seeing some positives in the future and spiraling on those positives instead. So anyways, you can think about who she will be. What traits will she have further developed? So what traits are you trying to develop right now? Like, maybe you're working with your therapist. I'm working on my therapist with anger. Future me does not have road rage. Like, that is a new thing. That's a goal for me. Future me does not yell at people on the road like violently. That's a trait that future me has developed. What parts of her are healed? So this one's hard because, like, it's hard to predict what parts of you are healed, but what are you working on with your therapist right now? So I know I am working on a lot of BPD traits right now, and healing that wound that comes along with those VPD traits. And then the last but not least question is, what you're thankful for, what is future you thankful for that you're doing today? And yeah, that's my podcast for today, I think. You can look to the past and the future while grounding yourself. I want to add that in. Like, if you are having trouble staying in the past or the future in a negative way, and you are not grounding yourself and getting in those spirals, because that's the problem, getting in those spirals. And those thought spirals are not grounding yourself. And start practicing grounding exercises. Start doing something that helps you ground yourself. For me, breathwork has been like eye-opening on grounding myself and being in my body and being in the moment. But I know it's not for everybody. So, like, find something that's for you that grounds you and puts you in the moment. It might be exercise. Exercise is very grounding. I have a dog. Hugging my dog is very grounding. So find that thing that's grounding for you when you have these racing thoughts and ground yourself. And when you are looking to the future or looking to the past, like reflecting or future casting, getting inspiration, you can do those grounding things. Like, my dog's right next to me right now. Like, my dog's always next to me. He's there to help me ground. And when I am doing these things, looking at my past and my future, I usually have a dog right next to me because it helps me. So know what helps you. Anyways, I'm not going to keep standing on my soapbox and talking because I've said everything I need to say. And I think this is a solid podcast, so I'm going to head the fuck out. If you enjoyed this or you got anything from it, I'd love for you to share on Instagram and tag me. Or you can leave me a little review if it's going to be not mean. Please don't leave me a mean review. You can leave me like a constructive criticism review, but I'd also like prefer you kind of like just drop in my inbox with the constructive criticism. And you can like give me a 3-star review, but like still like write positive stuff. I don't know. Because the constructive criticism makes me cry still. I'm working on that. But I love you if you give me constructive criticism. I know I need to say I'm less. And I probably need to start editing more. But anyways, I love y'all and have a great day.